And add to the previous one, the story is still the PO and the world described there in that's game theory 16. It says that there, and when you have these different levels there, and then there are other organizations or groups that are above the system, and they are there to benefit from the system. They extract rent from it, so to speak, to power themselves and maintain themselves, and also to keep it going the way it's, you know, they want it to go. And these include intelligence, you know, like the CIA, Mossad, and all those. Crime, meaning the whole, how to say, hidden offshore economy, laundering money from drug sales and whatever. And science, which as described previously, is not anymore a strive for the truth and for knowledge, but it's there to, you know, maintain status quo and uphold a certain worldview that in the minds of people, you know, then also working through media and so on, makes them buy this and accept this and conform. And, you know, here we are, this is the world, this is reality. And then there are organizing forces behind this intelligence, crime, and science. That's transnational capital and secret societies and elite families. And he said they're bound together by a concept called the occult, which is interesting. So then in this whole system, there are people who benefit from it. You know, they live in it and they live off it. So their interest is maintaining status quo. Anyway, then he moves on. I'm not sure if I'm going to follow that far. That when this empire, which is there at the core, is about to lose war in Iran, for instance, then there's a risk for the whole system to crumble. So then he says a solution is to replace that empire with another empire, and that is Israel, Pax Judea. Now, whatever that means is another chapter here.